WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. A potentially catastrophic hurricane is aiming for Jamaica.
Oh, the people outside, they don't know the danger of this.
Hurricane Melissa will make landfall in the coming hours, meteorologist Zoe Mintz.
It's a Category 5. It has sustained winds of 175 miles an hour. In fact, there was hurricane hunters that tried to go through the wall of the eye wall early this morning. They actually had to evacuate early because there was 200 plus mile an hour winds in the eye wall. And the storm system is now beginning to turn off to the north. It is likely going to be making a bullseye over Jamaica, then making its way over Cuba.
It could be the most devastating hurricane to ever hit Jamaica. With the government shutdown dragging on and with food benefits on the line for millions, governors like Tim Walz of Minnesota are making millions available for those in need.
It's day 27. Doesn't appear like there's real any sense of urgency out of the folks in D.C. As this continues to go on, it will become much more of a crisis.
CBS's Nicole Killian on Capitol Hill.
It does potentially stand to impact more than 40 million Americans, and in some cases, you know, states are having to potentially brace to either pick up the tab, or in some cases, they're also telling some of these SNAP recipients to start identifying food banks within their area should they need additional food assistance.
Many federal workers will miss paychecks tomorrow, including air traffic controllers, and there were more flight delays today because of sick outs. President Trump revealed today he underwent an MRI at Walter Reed during his recent checkup. He didn't say why, but called the results perfect. A suspect in the shooting death of Charlie Kirk will be allowed to appear in court wearing street clothes, but must be physically restrained, according to the judge. Lawyers for Tyler Robinson argued images of him shackled and in jail clothing would prejudice potential jurors. Stacey Lynn reports some major layoffs are coming to Amazon.
Amazon is planning to cut as many as 30,000 corporate jobs beginning tomorrow. The cuts come as the company works to pare back and compensate for overhiring during the pandemic. The layoffs, which come on the brink of the holiday shopping season, will amount to the largest cuts to Amazon's corporate workforce in the company's history.
Acclaimed jazz drummer Jack DeJohnette has died. He was 83, once described his playing as elastic. He worked with everyone from Miles Davis to Herbie Hancock. He was the winner of 2 Grammy Awards. On Wall Street today, stocks finished higher, investors hopeful for a U.S.-China trade deal. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for Matt and Nair on air weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
The Packers sink the Steelers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Pittsburgh, where the Packers rallied in the second half to win 35-25. Matt LaFleur on what he saw from his team despite a slow start.
The greatest thing I saw from our guys was I didn't see any panic. They stayed together, and we cleaned up some things that we didn't do in the first half.
Tight end Tucker Kraft scored his second touchdown of the game in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, we saw some things in the first half where, you know, we were just one block away from this. We looked ourselves in the mirror, and we said that wasn't good enough. We came back out in the second half, and we executed.
Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers was asked about hearing the Go Pack Go chants during the game.
I've heard that chant for 18 years, so Packer fans travel really well. First time in a while I've used silent count for a home game. That's a credit to those Packer fans.
At Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap, home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the low 40s. A cloudy day for tomorrow with showers developing. A high in the low 50s. Sun's back on Wednesday. A high in the mid 50s. It'll stay dry through the rest of the work week. Right now it's 53.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I talk with Chicago attorney Robert Held, who is among the protesters who were detained for protesting outside the ICE facility in Broadview. We discuss his 8 hours in custody.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Also, I wanted to share real quickly just a text that came in from Andrew in Maine. One of the many favorable features of Civic Media is the various hosts' willingness to engage listeners via text, calls, comments, allowing a feeling of conversation instead of being talked at. Thank you, Jane, Greg, Boardlord, and Dan, along with the rest of Civic Media staff and admin. Thank you so much, Andrew.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. 93.5 The Tap. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy whose house has an actual wiggle room, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight. It is so great to have you with me on this Monday, folks. We labored through a gorgeous weekend just to get to Monday night so we could talk about movies and music and comedy and just whatever. What else, Conrad? TV, color television.
Events.
Events. Great Halloween stuff happening around the state. If you missed our number one, we had a great talk with Dustin Mack from the Appleton History Museum at the Castle for their Houdini exhibit that's happening right now. We talked about paper towel ads.
ShamWow.
You don't need to show a paper towel wiping up a spill. We know what paper towels do. No one's at home going, what a towel. Road trip to the local Piggly Wiggly. We've got coming up at 7:20, Strategic will be here in the studio. He is a local singer-songwriter who's going to perform for us tonight. We'll get to know him a little bit better. This will be his first trip into the Nightlight studio. Our question of the night, ladies and gentlemen, is who is an actor or actress you think should be more well-known or famous or respected, whatever it is. We've had some great responses so far. Sydney Frankenstein on the watching on YouTube says Matthew Lillard is a really great actor, but has been doing the voice of Shaggy in various Scooby-Doo movies for the past decade. He's a really good actor, Sydney, and he's been on some other stuff. But he's one of those guys, I think he just takes projects. I respect this. He just doesn't work and do anything for a paycheck. He's building, I think he's got a good body of work. Sydney also says, where's Dave? I don't know. This bromance, if it's going to continue, Dave needs to show up here in the text. Otherwise, leaving Sydney high and dry. Good to hear from you, Sydney. Thank you, buddy. Right now, this is exciting. We're going to keep the spooky train going here. It is my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight for the first time the creative director of the Wisconsin Dell Ghost Boat Tours, Mr. Emil Bertolot. Emil, welcome.
Hey, thank you. It's great to be here.
It's really nice to have you. Am I saying your name right, Emil?
You are. You hit it out of the park on the first attempt.
Look great at that. Job. Well, I did when you were here because Conrad told me, but I think I was saying Emil. But my last name is Schwab, and people torture it all the time. So I feel your pain, but I'm glad I got it right for your appearance. It's
why my son's name is Sean.
Well done. How are you doing tonight? Are you coming to us live from the Dells right now?
I am not live in the Dells right now, but there's plenty of activity up there as we're getting ready for our last big weekend of Ghost Boat for Halloween. So
that looks, listen, I watched your video today on the website. First of all, it's very well done video. It really encapsulates kind of the experience. In the video itself, the 1 minute trailer is really creepy. So well done on that.
Thank you. Yeah, well, that's what we were going for. We wanted to give people a really good idea of what they were going to get into without revealing too much. And that's always a fine line to walk, but hopefully we hit that. So
it's so it's I mean, the Dells are so beautiful with all that. I'm guessing it's limestone, right? The formations and all that. And
actually sandstone.
Oh, sandstone. Okay. I knew it was a stone. I just wasn't sure if it was.
Yes, it's definitely rock. Yes.
But there's nothing more apropos, I guess, during a spooky season than ghosts and boats, and you combine them, it's a pretty creepy tour. Tell us, if people did want to make the trip to the Dells, what would they expect if they took one of these ghost boat tours?
Well, this is basically an intensely scary 1.5 hour after dark haunted adventure. You get on a boat, you take a boat ride up the upper Dells of the Wisconsin River by night, and your destination is Coldwater Canyon. This is a canyon cut into the cliffs in the riverside, and then you actually get off the boat and you venture into the canyon on foot.
Wow.
To explore the recesses. What happens in there, I spoiler alert, things might get a little haywire. And to your point, it's very much like a haunted experience, whether you're talking about a haunted house, that kind of thing. The unique thing about this, though, aside from the boat ride to get there, is that our haunted house is a 200 million year old prehistoric canyon. So that's what people are in for when they wander in there.
And people should be prepared. You walk over a mile, correct?
Yes, there is a walk. It's mostly level. But we do warn people that there is walking involved. The passage in the canyon is kind of narrow. It's a little bit dark. It's very spooky. So you want to be prepared for that.
Yeah. What I liked, or what I thought really added, were the, I guess you'd call them special effects. You guys have like the sandstone kind of lit with like a red tint. I mean, it's very elaborate.
Yeah. Well, actually, what happened there is that Ghost Boat has been a Dell staple for 20 years now. It's been around a long time. And we had a backstory that revolved around an old lost settlement from the 1800s. And that was serving us really well. But a few years ago, we decided, you know what? We've got this loyal following. Let's freshen it up a little bit. And we partnered with a company out of Montreal named Moment Factory. They do amazing things with light and sound and special effects. And we basically collaborated with them to create a whole new experience. So if people have been on Ghost Boat before, it was brand new, rolled out this year, completely reinvented. And if they haven't been on Ghost Boat, they are really in for a treat.
Yeah.
Because I can't say it enough. It's a very intense experience.
So let's talk about that. It looks intense. Like I said, the video I thought was creepy, and it's only a minute long. Regarding kids, like, what are the age ranges, and is it okay for kids?
It is okay for kids, but we have plenty of warnings, and you can visit those on our website, dellsghostboat.com. We have a list of warnings. What we say is that we do allow kids on board, but it's not really recommended for kids 10 and under. It's always going to be a judgment call as a parent to say, okay, my child can handle this. They've seen worse things on TV. But if for the younger, more sensitive audience, people really want to be cautious about going in here.
What do you do, like, if there's a kid that flips out, or an adult for that matter, that says, I don't want any part of this anymore?
Well, we do have that. That has happened.
Okay.
And we do have safety procedures for it. We have staff, whether they are our live actors who are actually in there, or whether they are managers who are accompanying each group, we'll help you out. We will escort you. We'll make sure that none of the monsters inside carry you off. So we've not lost anyone yet on Ghost Boat to a monster.
So what I'm hearing is no one has ever just dropped dead of a heart attack on site.
No, okay. No, that would definitely put a damper on the experience. And no,
shut it down.
No, this is very scary, but it is also very, very fun and memorable. And we want to keep it that way.
So how long to get to Coldwater Canyon? How long are you on the boat to get there?
The boat ride takes anywhere from about 12 to 18 or so minutes.
Oh, okay.
It's really a nice ride. The new story, the new premise that we're going with is that Coldwater Canyon, and this is true, it used to be one of the three shore landings on the Upper Dells boat tour. But Coldwater Canyon was closed in 1950 under mysterious circumstances. Mm. But no one understands really why it was closed. The people back there aren't around anymore. And enough time has passed where Dells Boat Tours decided, yes, we're going to open this canyon back up again. It used to be popular way back when. We're sure it'll be popular again. So when people get on the ghost boat, they're going to be among the first to go back to see this shore landing. So on the way upriver, they will hear a little bit of a boat tour. Again, a little bit of spoiler there. Something might go a little bit haywire on that portion. So they'll be primed for the experience to come when they land at the canyon.
That's so great. My guest is Emil Bertelot. He is the creative director.
Creative director, yes.
Creative director of the Wisconsin Dells Ghost Boat Tours. They sound really cool. How did you end up with this gig? You got to love this.
Well, I was a creative advertising consultant for Dells Boat Tours for a long time. And it was really a joy to work with the team there. What happened is they did have this shore landing that they was not being utilized. And the owner said, you know, I really think the Dells could use an after dark attraction, maybe something scary and something that would utilize this shore landing in a creative way. And at that point, I had only been doing advertising concepts. But he said, do you think you could help design an attraction? And I said, sure, I can do that. So we dove in.
Fun.
Yeah, we had a great time. I say we were like Disney Imagineers on a budget. And we had a wonderful time. And that's what Ghost Boat began as a Halloween attraction. And the first year was so successful, it became a summer-long attraction. And
oh, nice.
Now it's kind of neat because it'll run every night from Memorial Day through Labor Day. In the fall, we cut that back to extended weekends. Like this week, it's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. And I think it's great to end on Halloween because it brings the attraction back to its original roots.
Yeah. So that's interesting. Do people like make a weekend of it or a night of it? Do they stay at like the resorts to do this, or is this a day trip typically?
Well, it can be either one, really, okay. Because it's an easy day trip. Wisconsin Dells has a nice central location. Ghost Boat itself is right in downtown Dells. It's very easy to access, but there's still so much going on. Like Wisconsin Dells now is so much more of a year-round destination.
Oh yeah.
That people can choose to, yeah, let's go and we'll go on the original Wisconsin Ducks. We'll take an Upper Dells boat tour and we'll go do Ghost Boat at night. You know, we'll do the trifecta, or they might just come in for Ghost Boat. And either way, we're happy to welcome them.
It's so great. We had our Civic Media Christmas party there a couple of years ago in December, and it was an absolute blast. I mean, the Dells are just so much fun any time of year. I have to ask you before we let you go, we have about a minute left. Did anything ever really happen in Coldwater Canyon, and that's why you're doing this, or is it just a great spot scenic-wise?
It is a great yes and yes. It is a Ooh. Great spot scenic-wise. But after we began the original Ghost Boat 20 years ago, we started to hear stories from staff who, after the attraction closed, they'd be walking through the canyon at night. They would see and hear things. So I can't guarantee an experience, but that could potentially happen.
Yeah. Enter at your own risk. Emil, this is so much fun. Thanks. It's been great talking to you and getting to know you a little bit. And don't be a stranger. Keep us posted on all the cool things that are going on there.
Yeah, thank you. And if I can just do this quick plug. If people want to go, they should just visit DellsGhostBoat.com. If they click on a buy tickets link right there on the website, that'll take them to the days of operation and all the tour times. They can sign up for a boat.
Outstanding. And watch the video, too, because it's excellent. Thank you so much, sir. Have a great night.
Thank you. You too.
All right. We are coming right back with Northeast Wisconsin based singer-songwriter Strategic. It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
We were in the bottom 10 states for creating jobs and for entrepreneurial activity.
Is Representative Tom Tiffany right? Does Wisconsin rank among the bottom 10 states in job creation and entrepreneurship? Yes, although not in every business climate ranking. National Business Capital, a business lender, ranked Wisconsin 42nd for starting a business, while Simplify LLC, a publication serving startups, ranked it 43rd. But WalletHub and U.S. News ranked Wisconsin's business climate in the mid-30s, and CNBC and a poll of CEOs both ranked it 21st. From 2018 to 2025, Wisconsin added 63,300 jobs, ranking 40th nationally, according to the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Paul Jaconi Berry and Sean Hannish back with another great Wisconsin sports film. No Packers, no life.
Sean came across No Packers, No Life at the Wisconsin Film Festival and said, you got to see it. We got to see if we can do something. This movie is just such a great opportunity to really see the impact of Wisconsin culture halfway around the world in Japan. It is just so magical and joyful. Yeah. So I encourage everybody to come take a look.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Pete Schwab. This is Nightlight. We are broadcasting statewide from on the Civic Media Radio Network from our Nightlight studios in beautiful downtown Green Bay tonight. Our question of the night, you still have time to be part of the fun if you like, is who is an actor or actress that you feel should be more well-known, respected, famous, whatever. You can answer the question however you like, and we've gotten some great great responses so far. So keep them coming, and we will read those texts on the radio. Right now, it is my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight for the first time Northeast Wisconsin-based singer-songwriter right here into the studio, which is cool. Strategic is here. Hey, buddy.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
So we had this back and forth over email, and I kept calling you Brandon.
And that's
you,
fine.
You were like, I go by Strategic. I thought that was like, I think there's a strategic branding company or something. I was like, I know, but what's your name? And you kept saying, yeah. I was like, oh, that's what he goes by. Okay.
Yes.
So exactly. I'm glad we got that worked out. It's great to have you here. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. It's
you seem a little melancholy.
Getting a little cold out there. Fingers are hopefully ready to go for that song later.
Well, let's let you warm up. We'll take a few minutes here and figure this out before we make you play anything.
Sounds good.
So tell us about, I was reading about you. You were part of a band in college, and either that disbanded or something, and then you started Strategic.
Yes.
Does that sound right?
That
tell
is
us
correct.
How this persona.
You did your homework and your research.
You know, it's I was a solid C student, so I do what I can.
Same. Yeah, so was in a rock band in college, and we all graduated and kind of went our separate ways. So just decided to go solo after that.
Nice. So where'd you go to school?
UW-Milwaukee.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. So we played around there quite a bit.
Yeah.
We were kind of starting to take off and, I don't know.
Are you the only one of the band that kept going with it?
No. Some of the other ones did as well. Yeah.
But the band just didn't stay together.
Right.
How was Milwaukee for a college band? Was it a good scene?
I think it was. I think, back then it was kind of getting a little bit better at that time. So I'm not sure what it is like right now.
Yeah.
But I try to get down there a couple times a year.
Where are you based out of now?
I'm out of Appleton.
Appleton, okay.
Yeah.
So what do you prefer? Like, it's been a while probably since you've been in college, but you're a solo artist now. I compare it to, I was a comedian, a stand-up comic, and I knew a lot of friends of mine did improv. And I sometimes would look and go, oh man, that seems so cool to have other people on stage with you. But then you get all the glory if you're by yourself. It's kind of a toss-up. Is it the same way performing music? Like, do you prefer being a solo artist or do you kind of miss the camaraderie?
There are a lot of times that I miss the camaraderie. I think it just depends on the season that you're in, maybe, and just the projects that you're working on. So there have been definitely a lot of times when I enjoy being solo and having that route. I try to bring in people for some live shows to do some percussion, things like that, especially because that's kind of my weak point as far as
percussion
instrumentation.
Yeah.
Bring in people for recording as well and try to collab as much as I can.
How much do you like for live shows? I would imagine you have to bring, you can't do everything yourself, right? I mean, how many instruments do you play?
What I got into a couple years ago, it's probably been, I don't even know, eight or 9 years. I've been doing live looping.
Okay.
So I just have this pedal that I compress and then play, like kind of build up different parts of the song that loop over and over. And I've done some beatboxing. I've got this little pedal. It's like kind of got a shaker, like an egg shaker on it.
Okay.
So I can get percussion that way. And
I don't know how, when I see people do that, it really throws me. Like, I feel like I play bad guitar, but sometimes I'll sing and I have to think about what I'm doing. I can't imagine doing your own percussion while you're playing guitar and singing. That's just insanity to me.
Yeah, the first couple shows where you do it are not great, but eventually you get it down. And
How often do you play live?
This year I've played a lot. I've been going pretty hard since May. Especially with the album coming out and, May through October is really busy and then kind of take a little bit of break in January. Usually do some Christmas shows. So that'll be coming up in about a month, but staying pretty busy.
Your dance card is full.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Do you have favorite venues around the area you like to play and how far will you travel from Appleton for a gig?
As far as like favorite venues, I don't know. I feel like a lot of things are always changing and in flux, so it's hard to pin down. But one consistent thing through the years has always been the farmers markets.
Okay.
So here in Green Bay, I've done every year probably for at least the last 10 years in Appleton. The farmers markets really are kind of the bread and butter.
Okay.
During that, this last couple months. So. And you just get to see all these different kinds of people and how people are engaging with the music and, even the kids make it really fun. So,
do you like
I'd say the farmer's market.
You like playing outdoors, like the farmer's market or Mile of Music or something like that?
Yeah, I do.
I'll tell you what, let's pick up there when we come back. This is Strategic. He's live in the studio. He's going to play us a couple tunes when we come back, and we're going to talk about another venture he has going right now, too. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. We're coming right back after the news. Do not go anywhere, folks. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. There's no way to turn.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
93.5 The Tap. Eau Claire's real news and great conversation. And home for the Todd Allball Show. Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
CBS News Brief. Hurricane Melissa has ballooned into a dangerous storm as it turns toward Jamaica. Jamaican Prime Minister Andrew Holness.
Hour by hour, it is becoming apparent that the impact of Hurricane Melissa could be greater than Hurricane Beryl, certainly in terms of rainfall and flooding.
The Department of Agriculture on day 27 of the shutdown says the well has run dry and federal food aid, also known as SNAP, will not go out this Saturday. More than 40 million Americans rely on the benefits to help buy food. This man is a furloughed federal worker.
When you have kids and daycare and mortgages and all that, you know, banks aren't waiting around for you to get paid.
President Trump in Asia this week meets with Japan's newly elected first female leader shortly. And then, as Nancy Cordes reports,
he is going to be heading south of Tokyo to Yokosuka Air Force Base, which is home to the U.S. 7th Fleet, to deliver remarks.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
The Packers sink the Steelers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Pittsburgh, where the Packers rallied in the second half to win 35-25. Matt LaFleur on what he saw from his team despite a slow start.
The greatest thing I saw from our guys was I didn't see any panic. They stayed together, and we cleaned up some things that we didn't do in the first half.
Tight end Tucker Kraft scored his second touchdown of the game in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, we saw some things in the first half where, you know, we were just one block away from this. We looked ourselves in the mirror and we said that wasn't good enough. We came back out in the second half and we executed.
Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers was asked about hearing the Go Pack Go chants during the game.
I've heard that chant for 18 years, so Packer fans travel really well. First time in a while I've used silent count for a home game. That's a credit to those Packer fans.
At Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers with sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Some of you might remember Jeremy Renner from the less popular Bourne movie. It was pretty subpar, although not entirely his fault. In 2023, on New Year's Day, the mayor of Kingstown actor was seriously injured after saving his nephew from being crushed by a 14,000-pound snowplow. The Hurt Locker star had 30 broken bones, including 14 broken ribs, a spinal fracture, a broken tibia, a punctured lung, a sliced liver, a broken and dislocated collarbone, and a major head laceration. Season 4 of yet another Taylor Sheridan show, The Mayor of Kingstown, drops October 26th on Paramount. This is the age of the re-release, and you can add Wedding Crashers to the list of films that you can see soon on the big screen. The Owen Wilson Vince Vaughn comedy celebrates its 20th anniversary by heading back to theaters. Warner Brothers says the film will hit theaters again December 4th and 11th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the low 40s. A cloudy day for tomorrow with showers developing. A high in the low 50s. Sun's back on Wednesday. A high in the mid 50s. It'll stay dry through the rest of the work week. Currently 51 degrees.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
What's going on with Earl Ingram?
The No Kings rallies across this nation, they reminded me of, it was an organization called the Tea Party. Senior citizens were a part of the Tea Party. And there are a lot of senior citizens involved in the No Kings rallies.
Listen to the Civic Media exclusive podcast, What's Going On with Earl Ingram. Find the podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, childcare remains a big issue in Wisconsin, around the country. Corrine Hendrickson will join us in hour number two. Don't miss it.
Matinere on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
All right, so we did a little bit of spooky or scary or creepy talk in the first part of the show. But right now, we've switched gears, and we have just another great Northeast Wisconsin-based singer-songwriter here in the studio. Strategic is here. It's great to have you. Did you find the place okay?
Yes, I've been here before.
Yeah, oh, that's right. You were on the morning show when the guys were here. Okay.
Yes.
So, all right, so I have to ask you, let's start with, because I know you also do kids music too, and I want to talk to you about that, but I would love to have you perform something first as Strategic.
Do you want me to talk about that a little bit, or do you want me to play the song?
Well, you could tell us about the song first. That'd be great. Yeah.
Okay. You want me to do a kids song or?
No, I got ahead of myself.
I don't want to say normal, but.
I got out over my skis. Let's stay focused on you, and then we'll do the kids stuff once we're done talking about your focus here. So tell us a little bit about the song you want to perform and what song.
Well, I had planned on only doing the kids' songs, but I can do another one.
Fill our hearts with song if you're so inclined.
So I released an album last year called Possibilities, and I'll play the title track for you, which is one of my favorite songs to play live. We talked about the shaker pedal and doing all the looping and stuff like that. So this one's really fun to play live and do all those things. And it just talks about basically, you know, there's every day there's so many choices and opportunities and chances and taking advantage of and hopefully making the best of it.
And what's this song called?
Possibilities.
Possibilities. Love it. All right, here's Strategic.
So many things that could come true today. I don't want to get in my, I don't want to get my own way. I start to wonder if I am living right. Can't help but wonder how I am living life. I just can't deny the way I feel inside. Yeah, I just can't deny the possibilities. Yeah. And so what would you do if you could change your life? There is no guarantee you would always get it right. Take a chance on something new. There is so much to do. And so what will you choose? It's all your point of view. I just can't deny the way I feel inside. Yeah, I just can't deny the possibilities. Can't deny the way I feel inside. Yeah, I just can't deny the possibilities, the endless. If you have faith and believe in possibilities. Endless. If you
Very nice.
Thank you.
What are you considered, like, how do you define your music? Just acoustic rock? Or you seem like you have other things you typically put into a performance that you don't have with you. You just have your guitar, obviously. But, like, how would you describe it?
Yeah, I have a lot going on, so it's hard to boil it down. We could talk about live looping, kids' music, Christmas music, acoustic pop rock.
But like,
so
that,
I try to boil it down.
What we just heard there.
Yeah, acoustic pop rock.
Okay, acoustic pop rock. Yeah, that's a great tune. How many albums do you have?
I've got a couple of full-length albums and a couple of EPs, which are shorter projects that I've put out. Yeah.
That's great. I'm fascinated by, like, with musicians, when your writing process or your creative process. Mm. How do you sit down to write? Does the mood capture you and then you go lock yourself away? What is your process?
I try to be pretty natural with it. Like, I'll go on like a cabin writing retreat and try to focus, solely on, getting some songs done and writing, maybe coming up with some new ideas. And, when the mood strikes, it's like, it's probably best to try and run with it and see, where is this taking me? It can kind of be a little bit of everything for me. Like, sometimes I'll be very intentional.
Okay.
I want to write a song right now. Like, but other times it's just like, and this happens probably more often, is where you're showering or you're driving and it's like, oh, a great song idea,
And you don't have a pen.
It's like, what do I do right now? But pull out the voice memo and, so it's a little bit of everything.
How do you write? Like, do you typically write lyrics first or music first? Or is there a rule to that? Or is it just what you're feeling in the moment?
Most of the time, it's the music first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I love playing acoustic guitar. And so that's kind of where everything starts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who are your influences?
Oh boy.
You grew up listening to.
So many. Again, it's hard to boil it down, but a lot of Tom Petty and like 80s and 90s pop and rock stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Fleetwood Mac obviously is there's some artists that I just say are obvious influences, but yeah, it's I guess some of the more like rock artists like Switchfoot is kind of an influence. Trying to rack my brain right now.
Any local influences or Wisconsin bands that you sort of looked up to or found some motivation from?
Yeah. Back to the Milwaukee days, there was a band called Northern Room that we really followed a lot. And they were similar to another artist I was going to mention called Mute Meth. Another big influence, but around here, I think probably more so in the last couple of years, I kind of started to get more into the folky side of things.
Mm-hmm.
I have a couple of songs that are lean more that way. So tried branching out in the last, especially probably 5 years, with some jazz chords and how can I incorporate some different things with what I've been doing and make things sound fresh and exciting and, keep going and growing and
It's got to be, I'm sure every musician that starts out or whatever art form you have, you want to kind of redesign the genre or you want to come up with something. And everybody says, or at least the people in power say, it's all been done. But how do you still have that desire to do something like that? Or are you just like, this is my niche and this is what I want to get great at? Or do you ever say, I want to do something completely different?
Yeah, I definitely do. That's kind of how the kids' songs came along.
Okay.
That just happened pretty naturally coming out of COVID or during COVID and coming out of that. But the last few projects, and I think it all kind of started when I decided to do a reimagined songs project of my own material.
Okay.
A kind of a amalgamation of different things, some live tracks. And so then I was thinking, how can I, again, get a little bit more things incorporated with what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And trying to keep things fresh. So does that answer?
It does.
I kind of got off track there.
No. That's a great answer. My guest is Strategic. He is here in the studio with me. We just heard his song Possibilities. Great song. Where can people hear more of your stuff or find you? Are you on all the basic social media platforms?
Yes, I am on all the socials, except for, what's the big one?
Twitter?
Can't even think of X? It right now. No.
Instagram.
No, the one that the kids are using. I'm not on that one.
Snapchat.
Snapchat? I'm not on
that. Is that Snapchat? Okay. I don't know. I couldn't even
I don't
know.
There's another
Snapchat.
One. I can't think of it right now. But to answer your question, yes, I'm on all the socials, and you can find all my music on Spotify. I always direct people to Bandcamp, too, because it's more of an independent option. And it's they do these Bandcamp Fridays where the artist makes 100%, so I always try to promote that, too. And like, it's just a good place to go for, you know, if you want to buy merch or name your price to buy a song or something.
Yeah. So tell us about your new venture with the kids' music. Do you still go by Strategic, or is that a
yes.
Okay. Tell us about that.
And yeah, like I said, it all kind of happened really naturally with my kids, mostly with my kids. I had a couple ideas that were kind of ping-ponging around, and just sometimes, you know, you'll have a word or something, and it's like, well, what is that? You know, and
yeah.
Kind of see where it takes you. But, yeah, we just started making these silly songs and just kind of once it started, it was like a waterfall. It was like all of a sudden there's like 28 songs.
Oh, wow.
That I had, and that I thought were good enough to to go and record. So I split it up into two volumes, and I released the first one 3 years ago, and then this newest one, volume two, just came out recently.
And your kids collaborate with you on this or give you ideas? How
they
does
have,
that work?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I've brought them into the That's studio, fun. Do some clapping.
Nice.
Some background vocals.
How old are, like, what are their age ranges?
Our oldest just turned 12, and the other one is 8, so.
Nice.
Yeah, they love music. And
we have about 2 minutes to a break. I know you said these songs were not as long. Can we, or do you want to just play us out with one of your kids' songs, and we can come back and talk more after the break?
Yeah, sure. Well, the main one that I was going to do, because I was going to call this second volume BU.
Okay.
But I went away from that, and this was a song that I actually got to collab with Green Bay band called Aurelia.
Okay.
They feature on this with some ukulele and background vocals. So
fantastic.
Well, BU.
Play us to the break and then we'll talk more after the break.
All right.
Great. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Hello, it's nice to meet you. You have a real nice smile. You've got a name and also a personality. Things that make us all unique, things to celebrate, things that make you special, things you should embrace, be you. Nobody else can do what you do. Nobody else can whistle your tune. Just be you. You've got the things that you like. I've got some I do too. We both know that is alright. We don't have to be alike. We're not the same yet. That much is true.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Cam Stevenson.
I don't think we've seen destruction at the White House like that since 1812.
The only people working hard in Washington, D.C. right now are the demolition workers tearing down the east facade of the White House. Let's bring in a whole demolition crew, Cam. That was, right. I mean, the metaphor of the year.
It's very symbolic to see the symbol of power in the United States demolished.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back. Oh, fun night here. Coming up tomorrow night, folks, on Nightlight will be Max Hay. He is the writer-director of the film More Yes, Now More Yes. I can't wait to talk to Max. This film looks so cool. He's Milwaukee-based. He'll be here. And then Madison-based film critic Rob Thomas will join us, as he so often does. That's tomorrow night on Nightlight. Tonight's guest, our in-studio guest, is brought to you by Chicken or the Egg Photography. Chris specializes in food, event, music, and product photography for businesses across Wisconsin and the Midwest. See what he can do for you at chickenortheeggphotography.com. I know him. Do you know him?
I know
he
him,
was here in the studio last week. We love Chris. Okay, he's great.
Yeah, yeah.
He does a good job, and he's always fun to have on the show. Mm-hmm. So you've had a good experience with him.
Oh, yeah.
All right, there's a testament, folks, to one of our sponsors.
We've played a couple shows together with our bands,
Oh, right, because he's a musician, too. That's fantastic. And our final text of the night, well, we've got stream comments that I can't see. I do know that Dave signed on, said, sup. No, Sid said, sup, Dave, and Dave said, listening to Pete and KK. So the bromance continues. The pals love it. Steady Eddie says, from the 608, I knew he was going to do this. Pete and Conrad, a nice Packer win last night. Right, Conrad? How did the Bears do yesterday, Pete? Well, I think you know that RLC wouldn't be asking that. He says, I'm so sorry. Not really. I expected nothing less. Seriously, last night it was heartwarming to see Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love praising each other and Coach LaFleur saying nice things about both his current and former QBs. I guess all the back and forth praise and positive talk was an example of what players and coaches in the NFL call complimentary football. That's in all caps. I don't know that Steady Eddie needed to use all caps, but you know what? He does what he wants. He's a texting legend. P.S. Frankenstein, in my opinion, is a great underappreciated actor. I'm afraid he's been typecast. 3 years ago, I saw him play Hamlet, mesmerizing, scary good, as are your texts, Steady Eddie. Thank you, sir. We have a couple more minutes with our new pal, Strategic, who is here in the studio. He played one of his songs that he plays as an acoustic rock artist. And now we're talking about his kids' music venture, which is, that was a great tune, BU. I love it. And teaching kids like positive messages, I assume, is your goal there?
Usually, yeah.
Yeah. You ever just write a song where you try to tear them down and give them issues for the rest of their lives?
Maybe I'll save that for volume 3.
Yeah, there you go.
Just totally flip it on its head.
Where are you playing? Do you have dates for Strategic, or where would you play schools when you play kid shows, and where do you play?
I'm actually trying to get into some schools and do like a school type program. So,
yeah,
let's get that going.
Get that going.
I'm booking my Christmas tour.
Okay.
So got a couple dates lined up on that. I haven't announced anything on that yet, but probably once November hits, I'll do that. But I'll be at the Chris Kindle Market here in Green Bay.
Okay. Does that sound familiar, Con?
The On Broadway is doing that down here.
Yeah,
So.
Okay.
I'll be there. And...
Do you have
Appleton spot, obviously, but all around Wisconsin.
Do you have favorite venues around Wisconsin or Northeast Wisconsin more specifically?
I really liked the Lyric Room up here. Did a show up here at the Cup of Joy, the kids' show I did over there back in August. I don't know. I wonder, because I feel like I've played in Green Bay more than I've played in Appleton.
Okay.
Which is weird.
That doesn't matter, right?
But, Gibson Music Hall down there is pretty fun. Did a show there. That was probably like 5 or 6 years ago. But
okay.
Yeah.
So where can people find out? You mentioned socials. Do you have a website where people can go with your tour or live playing information?
Yeah, so find Strategic on Facebook. Okay. Is where usually I post the show dates there first. And then as far as music, like Spotify and Bandcamp are the biggest ones. I do have a lot of videos on YouTube. I've got some kids' music videos I've been putting out, so I'll release a few more of those in conjunction with the new kids' album.
Okay.
So, yeah, YouTube is pretty good, too.
That's fantastic. I have to go, but you're going to play us out with another one of your kids' songs, which is great. But I have to ask you first, what are you watching on TV? When you're done writing by yourself or with your kids, what are you putting on the tube?
Right now, I've been watching Home Improvement.
Okay.
I don't know why. I just remember watching it as a kid.
Okay.
So it's like I have a lot of memories.
Comfort food.
So it's different watching it as an adult.
Yeah. Do you like the new Tim Allen show, the one Last Man Standing, or Still Standing?
I haven't watched the new one. Okay. The new one. I haven't watched that one.
All right. Hey, this has been fun here tonight, folks. I'd like to thank my guests, Emil Bertolotte, Dustin Mack, Strategic, who is here and going to play us out. Thank you for all your texts and calls. Always so much more fun when you guys participate. We're going to come back and do it all again tomorrow night. On behalf of the lovable producer Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabba saying goodnight, Wisconsin, and Strategic is going to play us out. What's the song?
This is School's Back in Session, so this is called Hang It on the Fridge.
Love it. Here we go.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, sir. It's been fun.
Dinosaur, you named him Greg. He only had head and 17 legs. Hang it on the fridge. Hang it on the fridge. Came home from school, project in your hand. It's made of cardboard, glitter, and some sand. Hang it on the fridge. Hang it on the fridge. Daddy, where'd my picture go? The one I made 3 years ago? Good question, I don't know. Let's check your portfolio. Sorry kids, can't find a spot for this latest masterpiece you've got. You scribble and sketch so many things. Our fridge is an amateur gallery. Hang it on the fridge. Hang it on the fridge. Hang it on the fridge.
hanging on the fridge.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Long lines at food stores in Jamaica and people have been busy covering windows with plywood as Hurricane Melissa moves toward Jamaica.
The line that you have to wait on to get things, it's very hard. So everybody just gives up and do what they have to do for themselves.
It's expected to be the most powerful storm ever to hit the island. CBS's Jason Allen in Kingston.
Melissa's outer bands have begun lashing Jamaica with winds up to 175 miles per hour and sheets of heavy rain. The storm is moving at a sluggish 3 miles per hour with catastrophic impact, expected to drop more than 30 inches of rain on the island.
Melissa is expected to make landfall on the island tomorrow and cross southeastern Cuba and the Bahamas through Wednesday. While you usually see the World Central Kitchen helping those in need following natural disasters or overseas in Gaza and Ukraine, the organization is helping furloughed federal workers.